Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news.
What happened?
Eating out has gotten expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen restaurants offering all kinds of deals to bring people in despite the rising costs.
Yeah.
But there have been some moments going viral that puts favorite place to eat, that title, to the ultimate test. Because it's one thing to spend your hard-earned money on a dish.
Yeah.
But are you willing to go to work? You hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Over the last couple of weeks, I don't know if you guys have seen these on social media. There have been videos going viral of restaurants helping out hungry people.
Right.
And they all kind of go the same way. Like someone who is struggling, homeless, doesn't have any money, comes in and they say, look, I'm really hungry. Is there anything you can do to help me out? And these business owners will say, look, I can't give anything for free. But if you would like to come into the back, we can find some work for you to do, and you can work off a meal that we're happy to get.
All right, so these homeless guys get a meal.
You got it. Right. It's old school, right?
Yeah, like, it's like the 1930s.
Exactly. Some folks wash dishes. Some folks have unloaded trucks. Some folks have bussed tables. The jobs that no one really wants to do.
Yeah, the grimy stuff.
And look, the purpose, it works both ways, right? The folks without cash get a meal. These restaurants, they're getting people working for them in positions they're having a hard time filling.
Right. Okay.
And, now, here's the thing. I don't know how legal this whole arrangement is. Not that anyone was going to call the cops.
Right.
That being said, before you call, the only reason I say that is I don't want someone to call the show, you know, based on minimum wage laws, you couldn't even do this. Let's keep that out.
Right.
All right? I want you to,
yeah,
and everyone listening, to think of your favorite place to eat. You guys
sure.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Mm.
Oh, my God, Kimmy.
There's a few places.
She's got like 20 in her head.
Every discussion with a woman.
I know I have to pick
every
one.
Discussion. Where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. You choose. How about this place? No. Just pick a favorite restaurant.
But she likes her chow.
Okay. If you could only do work for that restaurant to get that meal, would you do it? Money no longer exists. They will not take your money. The only way you can get this meal.
I had to go there and work.
You have to go in and work for the meal. Whatever reason, they will not take
but
your cash.
But it's going to be a scuzzy-ass grime job.
Yes. Yes.
I'm too old for grime.
No, you're not. You are grime. You are human grime.
So I had to like do like disgusting like clean out the grease or the crappers or
whatever they have you do.
Because you're not a chef, so you're not going
to
be in the kitchen.
No, I had to do like the stinkiest rancid job.
Or wait, you know, you could be the waiter.
He can't be the waiter. You think, hey, what do you want, stupid? No, you got to.
You don't want that. You're going to get fat.
And he's not skilled enough to be a waiter. Right, he doesn't know how this stuff works.
To your point, it would have to be unskilled.
Yeah.
Gross restaurant work.
Yes.
Like where the rats live.
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
Okay, so can I ask you what your favorite restaurant is in your head? Do you mind?
Probably the one I used to live up on the lake there, Hedges.
Hedges, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're telling me.
Swanky joint.
You love Hedges.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't love it enough to
put in
2 hours of work to get a meal.
No.
So you don't.
At my age?
So you don't. I mean, love it.
All right, if I was a kid.
Oh, no. We're talking right now.
I'm going to be a 65-year-old man.
Washing dishes.
No, it's worse than that. I think you're in the backpack.
Let's say it's
like hauling.
Okay, a garbage taker in or outer.
The dumpers.
Garbage in or outer?
Yeah.
Wasn't that everyone's nickname for guys banging Tommy's mom?
I couldn't do it, man.
Really?
You know why, too? Because when I worked in a grocery business, when I was a bag boy, you had to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have, like, I would be gagging sometimes some of the work you had to do.
Well, again, like mother, like son. But go on, I'm sorry.
No, your mother wasn't involved.
I was talking about your mom!
But you know what I mean. And I don't think you could do it either, man.
I absolutely would do it.
Bro,
you're
too high end now. I know
who's high end?
You think you're like some street Gates boy with your beanie
street
cap
Gates
going
boy.
Up to Ottawa and skating on the canals now.
It was very nice.
That boy died. You're fat. Broke ass died years ago.
What'd you call me? What was it? Street Gates Boy?
Street
Gates
Boy.
Because if we put that on a t-shirt and sold the rock shop, I would wear that t-shirt every day.
But you,
Street Gates Boy!
You still think you could do grimy work?
I know.
I think it's less about the work for me personally. It's more about, is this place going to get ruined? My favorite place to eat, is it going to get ruined?
Oh, that's
for
a good
me?
Point. Being in
if
the
back. Doing all the, you know, you're seeing all the gross stuff. I think, like, the smell, everything, I wouldn't want to go back.
252 WCMF, if you could only work for a meal at your favorite restaurant, would you do it? Ben, I want to hear yours, Kimmy, because I'm sure you've had 10 minutes now to figure out which one it is. But I do find it funny that you're sitting here going, oh, I'm past my age, and oh, you're too high. Bro, the only thing we're qualified for is what
this.
We do now
yes.
or that work.
Yes.
So don't sit here and pretend you're too good for it. We're not too good for this.
Not that I'm too good
for
it.
No, you're kind of saying you're too good for it. I don't want to be on my jacket and my maroon bowling shoes. I got grease on my bowling shoes. Now I can't go to lame-o bowling tonight. My lame-o bowling league. A bunch of lame-os. And my whore mother. Your whore mother. That was you. It was me doing you.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you work for your favorite meal?
Because you're already dressed for it. That outfit says grease trap. Oh, look, hair product.
She's got squirrels following her around. It's like the most busted version of Snow White ever. Nibbling out of her split ends. I'm sorry. Kimmy.
Do you look in a mirror in the morning?
Well, he didn't. He said it. I was just helping.
Ooh, zing. You don't have hair to complain about.
Ooh, that hurts. You're ugly.
Neither do you.
Well, I have
hair. Beanie.
No, I'm just going fry your tuck ball, but it's not that bad yet.
God, my chest hurts, man.
Good, I hope you're dying.
I forgot the question.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Would you work for your favorite
meal? No, because like I said, I just think, listen, I think working for your favorite place to eat is going to ruin it for you, and then that's no longer going to be your favorite place to eat.
But here's the thing. When it comes to you two,
yeah.
right, and the way that you guys eat,
mm-hmm.
it would be much harder for Tommy, not due to age, but due to finances. And again, we're talking about this trend that's shown up on social media. Folks that don't have money, homeless, in a bad spot, walking into restaurants, and these restaurants allowing them to work off a meal, mm-hmm. work for an hour or two. Kimmy,
yeah.
you and I don't really have expensive food taste.
No.
Right? Like, we eat, as Tommy calls it, slop.
No, you're base. You're base eater.
But Mr. Sushi Fresh Fish Pig Pineapple over here, let's say they're going to pay a minimum wage, $15 an hour, which is what those jobs would probably pay.
Yeah.
And they won't even take taxes out. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What meal would you order if you went out to Hedges?
Oh, it'd be a steak.
Probably. Oh, yeah, steak. So what do you think that would run you?
Oh, it's $50-$60
all right.
probably.
So that means
with all the trimmings.
Yeah, sure. So to get to that $60 mm-hmm. at minimum wage, you would have to work 4 hours.
Right.
Would you're telling me 4 hours of work in the back would not be worth that steak?
No, because that's ball busting, back breaking work.
I mean, it really puts into perspective.
Yeah, but you would
too.
Be able to enjoy it. Like, you would have to make every little
bite. Oh, I think I would really
count.
Enjoy it. If I'm exhausted,
yeah.
and realize what it took to get this steak.
Yeah, but you'd want to eat it so fast, and I feel like it would change the way you enjoy it. Maybe you'd enjoy it more, but I would also be just like so much more upset when it's over.
I think I would savor it more.
Yeah.
And be disappointed at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
To her point, like.
Now that's all gone.
I had to do all that.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm kind of with you in the beginning. I think Kimmy's wrong here. That would be the best meal you ever had because you physically worked to get it.
Right, yeah, but then it comes to an end, and it's like it was like you killed yourself for an hour of food.
Okay, but
basically,
if
it even takes that long to eat a steak,
as fast as it goes. Yeah.
Right.
But the reason I bring that up is, you know, we have a tendency to forget because every hour we work and the money we make, that's an hour of labor we're putting in. Like, we have a tendency to forget when that. It goes on our paycheck. We cash the money. The cash is now in our account or it's in our hand. You're forgetting. You know, you eat a $60 steak. That's 2, 3, 4 hours of work you had to put in to get it of your life that you're never getting back.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you look at it from that point of view, we never go out to eat.
Probably.
Do
not.
I want to use 4 hours of my life to eat this steak?
Yeah.
Think about that. One show you do. Well, you don't work. Never mind. It doesn't work for you.
But just think of those times like you did something self-indulgent and then at the end, it was like, was that really worth it?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you enjoyed it in the moment, but then when it was over, to Kimmy's point, I think you're trying to make, is like,
that was
20 minutes.
Yeah.
And
then you might do it once, but would you do it again? Like,
you'd probably do it again.
To do it again.
Back in the day when you paid for porn, you did it every week. Like, but you would drop, you know, $15-$20 in a high end hand mag, you'd take it home. You know, you'd do your
business.
Then you would be like, I just spent $20 to do that.
All right,
where I could have thought of that in my head.
I was gonna say, bro, you already have the magazine. Like, it's not like it's spent. It's not like it doesn't open again. Well, maybe when you were done with it. I'm saying you could keep using that magazine.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would go buy more dirty magazines because you wanted to see. You're absolutely like pornography is like the stupidest thing you could do outside of like I don't know, gambling. In general.
No, because at least gambling, you have a chance of
winning. Yeah, you can win. So gambling is way above porn.
Although with pornography, you win every time.
Oh, you do.
Slot machine. Worst slot machine of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Go!
You would also have to You also have to consider that it, you know, every now and then you get a bad meal or you order something that you thought you were going to like, but you didn't end up liking.
That
like,
I would
order the same thing every time because I'd be so afraid to take a chance on something new.
What if that sucked? Like it was a tough steak.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing, though. Like, as we break this down further, both of you being too good to work these jobs for a meal, right? Like, if you were going to do it, it would have to be a meal that you nor anyone in your life could cook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Something unique.
Because, like, there are some places in town that have unbelievably good chicken parm, right? But subpar chicken parm might be better than working 4 hours for the best chicken parm you've ever had.
True.
What types of food would be worth working off? Because I would argue the more ethnic the food, the harder they are to make at home for average people.
To replicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking high-end seafood.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Because it's very difficult. You're not going to cook it at home.
Okay.
That would, for me, that would be it.
Kimmy, how about you?
I was thinking like something along the lines of like sushi, because I couldn't make that myself.
Because you know, I have my grouper fantasy.
Was that part of the porn or?
Well, it involves another man and his grill, so possibly it could go that direction. I'm not going to leave anything off the table, shirts on, shirts off, however you want to give me my grouper.
I would argue the less expensive the food, the better it would be to work it off. Like, for example, my wife's an amazing cook.
Mm-hmm.
She can't make Asian or Mexican food, at least like to the quality of like restaurants I've had, with all due respect to my wife, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're cheap. So, like, at minimum, maximum, I'm putting in an hour or two of work, and I'm getting a dynamite platter of Chinese food or Mexican food. Right. It would be totally worth that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth it?
But, yeah.
I'll wash dishes for 2 hours to get a kick-ass burrito. I'll empty out the grease tray.
I will say this. Chinese kitchens look like a real pressure cooker.
Yeah, you got to consider that, too. How busy is the restaurant?
Like, a group of Chinese chefs and cooks.
Uh-huh.
They are not going to tolerate your wise ass.
All right, here's the thing, though.
And your quips.
What are you talking about? I'm just going to keep my head down and go to work.
You better keep your head down or you're going to lose it.
Here's the thing, though. I wouldn't understand what... They're not going to chop my head off.
You're pretty good with the sword.
Better invest in some comfy shoes.
The good thing about, like, an ethnic restaurant, if it's, like, you know, like, especially Chinese, they can yell at me all they want. I don't know what he's saying.
Well, you don't know if they're yelling at or they're saying hello.
All right,
pleased to meet you.
No, they're not German. They're Chinese. Let me ask you this question. Again, we're talking about this trend that's been going around social media, videos that have popped up. They're restaurants. Folks walk in. They're hungry. They're homeless. They're in a bad spot. One of those things. They say, listen, I don't have any money, but I'd like a meal. And they allow them to work it off in the back, you know, washing dishes, emptying grease traps, unloading trucks, stuff that no one else wants to do. Would you put in 10 hours of work?
10 hours?
To get a meal at a place you've never been, like the highest end place you can think of.
But I've never experienced it before.
Well, I guess there's nothing in this town that we could use for you because you're so worldly and get around so much.
Well, I've lived here for 30-something years.
Kimmy, have you ever been to Black and Blue in Pittsford?
No.
Okay, Kimmy's never been to Black and Blue.
Okay.
Would you argue that's the nicest, highest end?
Probably one of the nicest steakhouses in the region.
Seafood joint? Yeah. Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
10 hours of work, $150 worth of food. Would you think about it?
10 hours of work, $150.
$15 an hour, you would get a $150 voucher, whatever. You could go booze, you can go food. I mean, you could do some damage with $150 at Black and Blue.
I'm not a big red meat person.
Okay, they have seafood, Black and Blue. It's black for
No, I gotcha.
Blue.
That's not my kind of food that
Jesus Christ,
out on.
You're the most difficult woman I've ever met.
You're the one that's saying no to, you bitch.
I know.
No, but I
I'm
eat
saying,
it.
Like, for 10
no, you
hours.
Don't. You have, like, can I get one crab leg, no butter or salt on it, please?
You split it with your wife.
Can you crack open the shell, take the meat out, let me sniff the inside of the shell? Thank you.
No, like, 10 hours for me, that's not the kind. Like, I want, like, a huge platter. I'm more about quantity, I think, if I'm going to be
working. So Golden Corral.
If I'm going to be working
10 hours. At Golden Corral.
Bro, you work 10 hours at Golden Corral, I think you own 5% of the company. No, you know, now that you bring it up, I would absolutely work at Golden Corral for the opportunity to eat for free that day.
Okay. Well, because you're going to get way more food.
I'm getting all of the food.
And you'll get your seafood, you'll get your steak.
Yeah. Right?
It'll be all deep fried, but delicious.
Again, why do you say it like it's a bad thing? Don't be a judgy-ass bitch. Mr. I won't wash dishes for a steak. God, what happened to you?
I'm old.
Well, no, you're not. It has nothing to do with old. Because if I asked you this question 20 years ago when I first met you, you got me. Like, it amazes me.
Mm.
It amazes me
where
you came from, what you think you are. Because you think you're something, and you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Ron. Ron says, if this was an option, I'd never pay for dinner ever again. I'd just work on off times as a side gig to get free meals for me and my girlfriend.
Okay, but you would be constantly working just to eat.
Well, let's say you put in 4 hours.
That's every day to eat. That's one meal.
That's every day to eat. No, I think he means, I'm guessing, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong.
So he wants like a part-time job at night to pay for his meals.
Where he can like take his girlfriend out a couple of times a week, right? Oh, is
that... I don't know. Would women find that impressive?
Kimmy, would you be turned on by a guy who worked for a meal for you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, why not?
But he doesn't have the money to take you out.
Well, but that shows, though, that he wants to... He's trying to do something special for you, I guess, right?
Like, yeah.
He's willing to go to that length to do it.
It would be a hard way to start today. Hold on. Hey, we're going to go in here. Just wait here for 2 hours. We'll, like, go in the back and wash dishes.
Yeah. I don't think many women would find that an
attractive. Well, I'd be worried for, like, the future. Like,
why? You ain't having one.
Eat in the future?
There is no future. Yeah.
We're talking about, man, the American dream. You got all these billionaires who say that's how they started. I'm washing lettuce. Pretty soon I'll be on fries. And then... That's when the big bucks start rolling.
Mars.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
On one hand, this item would be very expensive.
Okay.
So getting it for free, even if it's illegal, would be tempting.
Nice.
On the other hand, how the hell would this even work? Because there are some things we leave out in front our front yards that we never in a million years imagined someone was going to take. That is.
Yeah.
Until they do.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I ate peanuts and then I took a big drink of soda.
Well, you got to watch your peanut intake, boy.
Thank you. We have another one of our famous break room online stories.
What happened?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from Creme Lac de Ville Boulevard in Brighton.
Lac de Ville.
Fancy.
It does sound fancy. Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Quote, unknown suspect stole a picnic table from the location.
A whole
picnic table?
A picnic table.
How?
I want to see how they pulled that off.
But first of all, they can't do it by themselves.
Okay.
Unless they like put it, I'm picturing them like running with it over their head.
How would
but
you
they
do
weigh
that?
A ton.
Yes, thank you.
They're heavy, they're awkward, and you'd have to get them into like a back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Also, there's one tiny detail that somehow makes this story a little bit funnier.
The whole family was still sitting there.
Police say they stole this picnic table out of somebody's yard at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's a
broad daylight picnic table ripoff.
Yes. So if anyone was outside their neighborhood, they witnessed someone or some people pick up a picnic table in with the sun out, load it onto something, and drive away.
Okay.
And they didn't even have the courtesy to do it under the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
This had to be a planned caper, right?
They had their eye on that picnic table.
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, because you would need equipment to get it out of there. So, yes.
What are the odds that you'd be in the right place at the right time with a vehicle that could carry a picnic table that you decided you wanted to steal?
I also wonder if it was somebody with the mentality of, well, they're not taking care of it. It's out there in the middle of winter.
Okay, but then, maybe. But then,
Kimmy. They don't even want it anyways.
But then, Kimmy, you'd have to have someone with you in your car randomly that would agree with that.
It's a minimum two-man job truck caper.
Like, think about this. Could you, we doing stand-up comedy, we travel with a lot of psychos driving around the country, right? Could you imagine being in a car with a guy, and he makes that argument Kimmy makes, right? They're not even taking care of that picnic table. It's right out in the open. Help me take it.
Yes.
Are you getting out of the car and helping?
No.
Okay. You lie. If he was a headliner, you're taking
a headliner and I needed to work.
Like, I can't think of a situation either where you can make the excuse like, oh, I thought it was at the curb or so, or I thought they were getting
Tossing
rid of it.
It.
You know what I mean?
It would have to say free.
And
on
I'd also... really need a picnic table. Like, I could just get a table and put it in my yard. Like, I really am jonesing for a picnic table because I don't get the whole picnic table at a house.
Wait,
anyway.
You can't just put a table in your yard. You're like, that would be the trash.
No, like making a patio furniture.
You don't understand the concept of a picnic table?
I get it at a park.
No.
But it's like at your house.
If you have a...
Hey, we're all going to eat, and we're going to line up and look at each other while we eat.
How else would you do it at a table?
No, like a round table. Like, it can't be comfortable at a picnic table.
I'm comfortable at a picnic
table. No, there's no back to it. You're sitting on
hardwood. It is hard to get out if you're in the middle.
Oh, bro, if you're in the middle, you're stuck till like the party's over.
No,
you're going to get spina bifida just sitting there.
The picnic table makes more sense than...
Because you were raised on busted-ass picnic
table. We never had a picnic table.
But you couldn't even afford picnic tables?
Picnic tables are expensive, hence why they were stolen in this story.
I don't think they're that expensive.
I think picnic tables are expensive.
No, they ain't.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they ain't.
Bro, Adirondack chairs cost like $1,000.
Those are expensive.
No, but that's like a whole Adirondack chair that you eat on. A picnic table is like, it's true. It's true. It's an Adirondack table. No, man. Like, if I have a big family, I'm going to have to buy, what, 6 outdoor chairs, which cost a fortune?
You could buy a nice table and chair.
Yeah, again, I have to buy 6 chairs for this table. No, I'm buying a picnic
table.
Here,
sit on this board.
You get
eat your hot dog.
They sell long pillows for the picnic tables.
They do?
Yeah, you can sit on it. Sit on that.
I've never seen that.
Sit on this pillow. Yeah, because you don't have picnic table experience like I do. I knew a couple of people that had picnic tables in their yards when I was
growing. I always found it looking weird.
Okay.
Go buy some furniture.
All right,
dude.
So last break you were too good to work 2 hours for me. Now you're too good to sit at a picnic table.
I kind of am.
If they're going to make you eat your meal you work for on a picnic table, don't even call them.
I feel like I'm eating like roadside on a bad trip.
Okay, you asked why you would steal a picnic table. All right. This has to be for personal use, right?
I hope so. You're going to flip this table?
One of my favorite PBS shows.
You're going to have to scrape all the bird crap off of it.
I mean,
yeah,
it's...
unless like you're... You need it for like a party or something. I'm trying to think of like, why?
Well, I mean,
you're not. I doubt you're selling it.
Is there a black market for picnic tables?
I hope not. Are we down to picnic tables?
We're talking
about a country
like
of meth.
I'm trying to. Are there nicer picnic tables that maybe we're not thinking of?
Like, no, those metal ones that have like the metal bars instead of all wood. Those are nice picnic tables.
But I mean, they've taken picnic table technology as far as they can push it. Like they have an advanced picnic table since like Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised if you went and took a look at picnic tables.
I see picnic tables.
Where do you see picnic tables?
Well, all over.
No, you don't go
probably
anywhere.
Probably past Forum today.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this picnic table that was stolen out of someone's front yard at 11 o'clock in the morning for Brighton. What do we got, Kimmy?
Some of these, I just Googled straight up picnic tables, nothing fancy. Mm. There's one on here. It's like almost a round picnic table.
Don't count.
Oh, yeah,
those
are cool. $1,300. I told you, man. They're wood. Wood is expensive.
I ain't buying
it's about to get more expensive.
Why?
What are you talking about? No, I mean, maybe this was a tariff-worried consumer that was getting into a picnic table game. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
Apparently in towns, and I didn't know this existed until recently, but... Each town, I guess they have like a site where if you want to get rid of something out of your house, you can put it on there and you can talk to people and they'll come to your house or you can go to their house and pick up. Because I've done it a few times where my wife would say, hey, there's a bookshelf someone wants to give away. Just go to their house and you pick it off their porch.
Okay.
So, people will pick it up a picnic table in the front in the middle of the day. People around them aren't going to say anything because for all they know, that could be the case.
Oh, good call. I didn't think about that.
Okay.
It was a prearranged picnic table pickup.
I mean, the guy,
well, it looks like
people might have legitimately stole the picnic table, but people around it.
No, I get what you're saying.
Looks on the up and
up. Yeah. I get you.
By the way, if I saw my neighbor getting her picnic table ripped off, I ain't even calling anybody.
Well, you're probably happy.
I don't have to look at it anymore.
Okay.
By the way, take all those gnomes while you're at it.
John, true or false, picnic tables in someone's yard, trash.
Not trash.
Thank you, John.
This guy's driving around looking for bookshelves. Doesn't even read.
Table. You know where I can get one?
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He's got so many books, he needs a shelf.
Is that what it is?
Necessitate the holding of books. So going back to the story of this picnic table being stolen out of a front yard in Brighton at 11 o'clock in the morning. All right. The other weird thing about this.
What's that?
Picnic table's an outside item.
Yes.
If I steal,
it's only an outside item.
Yeah, so if I steal a watch, I can pawn it or I can keep it under my sleeve and nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I take a TV off a wall of someone's house, no one that is invited, no one outside of someone invited in my house will see it. That picnic table, if you steal and bring it home, will be on display wherever you live.
Sure.
Just like, it was from the place you stole it. And I get that all picnic tables look pretty similar.
Yeah.
But there is a chance that a person who had their picnic table stolen, that one, would drive by and notice that is my picnic table.
Yeah. I mean, most of you would stick it in the backyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you may...
Or it lives in your shed or something.
Dodge a bullet there, but if you have a picnic table in your front yard...
Well, some homes necessitate that.
I've never seen... I don't think about it.
Why would you have a picnic table in your front yard?
Picnic table in the front.
Hold on. Hold on.
No, there are some houses that don't have a big backyard.
Or like a corner house?
Yeah, it's all on the front. Yeah, all there are people that have their grills and patio furniture in the front.
All right.
You spoiled ass bitch.
I just wouldn't want to be sitting out in my front yard with people watching me while I'm enjoying
Unless
my
you
food.
You want to watch everybody else.
I mean, if that's the only space.
Great people watching.
No, to Kimmy's point, that house apartment I lived in on Winton.
Well,
there was,
that thing was
It was not busted.
Oh, my God, it was busted. When you had that barbecue party out there.
Barbecue party? What? You sound like an alien coming to Earth trying to learn a human.
You had a barbecue party where it was bring your own everything.
I was broke. What do you want
The only
from
thing
me?
You supplied was sadness.
Yeah.
A big keg of sadness.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So, by the way, you can get a picnic table at Lowe's for $150.
Yeah, but it's not a quality picnic table, Pete.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, it held me and your mom while I was banging her last night, so it's sturdy enough.
You know that wasn't even funny. You're just laughing because you're trying to hurt me.
No, but the banging
part. The banging part. That's what made the joke, the banging. Pete. True or false?
Yeah.
Picnic table at a house is trash.
It's not trash.
Oh, you come taking shots at me? I'm on your side, bitch.
But he's trash. He's banging your mother on a picnic table.
Do you have a picnic table in your house?
Of course he does.
Yeah, well, we do at camp, yeah.
Oh, you camp. Got my camp table, yep. Not my home table.
Yep, right on our deck at our cabin where I was banging your mom last night.
Okay, great, Pete. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. See what you did?
I didn't do anything.
My mother's a saint. See what you did?
She's a nice woman.
Okay. As we get back to the price of the picnic table.
Yeah.
Is the cost of a quality picnic table worth the potential trouble you'd be in if you stole it? Because there is something we have to keep in mind here. Mm. Kimmy looks up her picnic table. She finds $1,300.
Yeah.
Petey here says there's Lowe's picnic tables for $150. Yeah. Bucks. If you steal something that costs $999 or less in New York State, that's petty larceny.
Okay.
You're charged, but it's not as serious. Yeah. Over a grand, that's grand larceny, and that's where the punishment gets really stiff. I mean, some of these big-ass picnic tables, at least the one you would want to take, they have to be worth over a grand.
Okay.
Could this person, thinking they were just committing a petty crime, have unknowingly gotten themselves in serious trouble, being unaware of what picnic table prices are?
But is it price of something based on the retail or what it's worth now?
I'm going to guess retail, because how do you depreciate a picnic table?
Well, it's set out. It could be a 10-year-old table.
All right. But to replace it, it would cost me $999, $1,500. I mean, you know?
I didn't know if it had cost now or what you paid for when you bought it.
Well, I don't know. Like, when somebody steals a car, it's grand larceny.
Yeah, but it's not based on, but the price of the vehicle depreciates.
No, I understand.
Because they say once your ass sits on a picnic table, you lose 50% of the value of
it. Once you drive it off the lot.
Once you sit it.
Depending on what it's made out of, too, you could be stealing something that's going to require maintenance. Like, you gotta sand that thing and, like, paint it every year.
Nobody does that.
Nobody
maintains a picnic table ever in a history picnic table.
Splinters.
It actually looks more charming the more raggedy it looks.
Why are you so anti? It's amazing what sets you off, man.
Like, busted ass, you know. It's got a little bit of a sad charm to it.
You know, stories like this, as we talk about this picnic table that was stolen out of a yard in Brighton at 11 o'clock in the morning. Guy still at large, by the way.
Mm.
It makes you wonder what is and isn't okay to leave outside your house all the time.
Apparently nothing anymore.
Well, but here's the thing. Don't you be... Oh, here comes old man again. I remember America, we could leave a picnic table outside. Like, some things live outside, like furniture, the basketball hoop, the hockey nets, your grill.
Mm-hmm.
Do all of those have to come in now?
Well, apparently you better hide them at night.
I would put it inside most of
it. Or
anyway,
keep it in the backyard if you have a private backyard.
Like, I got my daughter a really nice hockey net for Christmas last year. Spent like $120 bucks on it, right?
And that's light, right? You could just throw that thing in the back of a truck and be gone.
Yeah, but it lives in my driveway. Like, should I be bringing that in the garage?
You should.
Night? I don't know, man.
I mean, a grill's a little bit more difficult to get out.
But the grill's more valuable.
Right, but it's also more difficult to get out.
Like, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's heavy.
I know. My daughter's beat that net up so much, I think it's okay.
It's funny if everybody nobody wants it.
Well, I mean, she keeps hitting the post. Like, you know, work a little harder. It's wide open there. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Before we go back to the phones, what might be the funniest part of this story?
What's that?
A picnic table might be the most quaint thing you can steal.
Oh, yeah. It's very Americana.
Right? Like, people that own picnic tables own them to have nice outdoor meals with their family.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning whoever took it, do they also love family time enough to want it for themselves?
Oh, okay.
Right? Also, if you do have a family and you came home with this picnic table, how would you explain where it came from?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could just say I found it at the curb.
I found a curbed picnic table?
I don't know.
All right. That's the only way you could explain
it. If it's a little beat up, you might believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9260. We'll take one more call. Teddy's got the last picnic table word. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, here one thing that I don't understand about the law in this state, especially. Anybody who's stolen from somebody else, they should be going to jail.
Okay.
Like anything?
Even a picnic table?
Yes. There is no, if it's not that belong to you, I mean... I was talking to ex-cop last night one day the same person, they got arrested four different times because of the amount.
They got four picnic
money.
Tables?
Bro, you should have seen him. He had two in each arm. He was carrying them like the Hulk. All right, Teddy, let me ask you this. Of the, if you get caught stealing a picnic table, if you were the king of the world, King Teddy, everybody bowed to Teddy, how much prison time should that person do for stealing the picnic table?
At least a month.
Okay, so let's walk through this.
Right.
If I give someone a month for stealing a picnic table, you, me, Tommy, Kimmy, we got to pay for him to be there. We got to pay to feed him.
Yep.
We got to pay for medical care. Also, it's taking up a space that someone who may have done something worse could be doing. You already got an overcrowding problem. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from. Like, you committed a crime, you should pay for it. But there's bigger problems than picnic table swipings?
How about the couple who arrested somebody in three time in one day? Is that going to be same thing cost money too?
But what are they? Yes, it would. But what are they taking? I mean, look, man, if you're walking in and taking from a $1 billion company, I got less of a problem than if you're taking a picnic table from someone's front yard. If you want my honest opinion.
One thing that I don't understand, picnic table is not this small. How can you steal picnic table? I just don't get it.
I mean, Teddy, he's super strong, so you don't want to piss him off by giving him a month in jail. Think about that.
Well, my Uncle Smith is going to be on the window. He's pissing to that guy.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I don't know. Lock someone up.
Lock them up.
If it's over a grand,
all right,
might be locked up.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you're happy to support a good cause, and they're offering to do this in exchange for your money.
Right.
But we never really check up to see if they did it.
Oh, do I have to watch them?
No, you don't at all. In fact, you're just trusting them to do it. And I guess it wouldn't even really matter if they did or didn't. The money's going to the right cause. But you're right, Kimmy. I've never thought about this either.
But you could be fudging.
I mean... What would stop you?
Lying.
You're hanging out at the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So over the weekend, the Polar Plunge down at Charlotte Beach happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for those who don't know, because I know it gets lost in all like the pictures and the excitement, the Polar Plunge isn't just an event for people that are gluttons for punishment, where you go into the water when it's freezing. It is a fundraiser for the Special Olympics.
Okay.
And I believe it's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year.
No kidding. So you pay to plunge.
No, well, there's that. And then also people will go around.
I sponsor you.
Exactly. To go into the water and bing, bang, boom. And there's like prizes for the folks that raise the most money. But really, it's just a great community event that raises money and it brings all everybody together. It's nice. I've been down there a couple times. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. But Kimmy, you saw this story yesterday.
Yeah.
And something popped in your head.
Well, I saw a story and I was thinking, like, you know, I knew a couple people that did it. And I started thinking, oh, I wonder how that went for them. And then I was like, you know, I guess I've never really checked to see if the people that I've, you know, given money to like do any of these things, whether it's the Polar Plunge, the, you know, running a half marathon, whatever.
Yeah, laps for life, jump rope for heart.
I've never actually, I guess, confirmed that they did it.
Okay.
And I know
how
that,
would
like,
you?
And I know that, like, the
we see
money,
your wet clothes.
The money usually, like, you usually donate, like, through the actual foundation's website. So it's not that I'm worried that, like, the money didn't go towards the actual cause. It's more so, like, but did you actually do it, though?
Okay.
Because I guess I wouldn't know unless I was there or unless they posted pictures or... there was some kind of evidence.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, let's say you got a friend on Facebook. They're raising money to do the polar plunge. I'm going to jump in the water for X amount of money. And you donate and you go, okay, great. And then you find out, even though the money went to the charity, a week later you see them and go, oh, yeah, I didn't want to do that. It was too cold. Would that bother you?
I don't really know if it would bother me. Like, I get why you wouldn't want it. I mean, you went through the process of, I guess, raising money.
Of lying?
For,
you went through the process of lying?
Charity, which is good.
Okay.
You still did a good thing.
Other than the lying part.
You just didn't follow through with what you promised to do.
Would it bother you, Tommy, if they did not go into the water?
I would make fun of them.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
Like if they just dunked a toe in.
No, I'm not even talking that. They didn't even show up at the event. They slept in. You know what? The alarm went off. You know what? It's too early.
I kind of appreciate if they didn't. That way, it would give me more ammunition to like rip them a new one.
Well, no, you don't want them to do it because that gives you an excuse to not donate the following year or whatever they have next.
Because what was the one where you dumped the water on your head?
The ice bucket challenge.
Right. So that was for charity.
That was for ALS?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I know somebody that fudged on that.
Oh. Like they raised money and didn't do it?
Oh, they did it.
Oh.
It wasn't cold water.
Liar!
No, but they did it.
Liar! No, they didn't. They lied. You lied!
I gave my money. I didn't want it back. He even fessed up to me.
So it's funny because, look, to your point, Kimmy, frankly, I don't care. I shouldn't care. As long as the money's going to the charity.
It's just a stupid event to make money.
Yeah, yeah,
it's more on me because I don't check in or I don't care enough to really do like check in and confirm.
But you really
because
can.
I also don't want to look like a psychopath either.
Okay, but here's the thing. When I say I don't care, I mean I'm not giving you this money just to watch you run in the water.
Exactly.
I want to support this
cause. It's more the cause.
Help you out.
But I didn't care enough to go down and watch you jump in the water either. So
true, but I had never thought about this.
What's
so
that?
Kimmy brought it up. What she's saying, like there are people that could collect money and just not do the thing.
Right.
If I did donate money and I found out my buddy just skipped that day,
mm-hmm.
I think I would be pissed.
Why?
That they didn't even put the effort in?
I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
Because you feel like you got shortchanged.
Yeah, it just feels
wrong. You think you got ripped off, even though you didn't get ripped off.
Yeah, and
but
I didn't.
The feeling is I got ripped.
Do you feel like you
gave played.
Them money?
I got played. That's it.
You got played like a chump.
Yeah.
Like a sucker.
I'm not a plunger sucker. Sucker plunger?
They didn't
great
follow through
film.
On a goal, which is really more on that. Like, it doesn't affect you in any way.
Everything
you know
you're saying
I mean?
Is true. Look, everything.
And it doesn't even change my opinion of them because I kind of knew you were probably this
does
guy.
Change my
no, you're
opinion
a scumbag
a
if you do
bit.
That. You're a scumbag.
No, but most of my friends are kind of scummy.
No, I understand.
You got the same friends.
No, you don't have any friends. I'm your only friend. You know that. We are each other's only friends. So shut up about I got friends.
Yeah, I was thinking about like all the fundraisers that my friends who've been a part of. I've never once looked to see if they actually did.
But why would you? You just assume. It didn't even cross my mind that you brought it up. And now I'm suspicious of every person I've ever given a donation to.
Well, there's certain people you just know they don't have it in them. Like, they don't look like that type of person, right?
Well, then why give it to them in the first place?
No, but let's say, because you don't want to tell them no.
Okay.
So let's say I tell you.
Yeah.
Training.
For what?
Training.
Next year's plunge. I've been working on it, taking cold showers, doing the whole thing, man.
Okay.
And I'm working on it. Next year, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not giving you money. I know you're not going in.
So the children suffer. A child goes without.
Special Olympics.
A child.
And some adults.
And some adults, too.
Also, they
don't doesn't get to Special Olympics because you don't believe in me.
Yeah, well, no, I don't believe you. No.
So you would not give me money?
No.
I would give it to somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to you.
But not me.
I don't know how much clearer we could be. I don't think you're going in the water. I'm not giving you money.
I mean, if we know ahead of time, you're definitely not doing
I'm
it.
Doing it. I'm doing it.
You're wearing
come
a sweater
down.
With a jacket in a room that's 74 degrees. You're not going in the water.
I invite you down. The whole crew. You guys come down and watch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess if you are confident enough in yourself,
I am going
you're
down.
Inviting us to the event.
With my wife and my stepchildren and grandchildren all going to be there when I do it.
Okay, well, no, but here's the thing.
I'm still stiffing. You're
not I know. We're going to get up, fight the traffic. He's not going to be there.
Disappoint your grandchildren?
I'm sure I'm going to disappoint these kids somehow.
No, you're not relevant enough where they'll care. 252 WCMF. Again, the polar plunge over the weekend. It's to raise money for the Special Olympics. It's one of their biggest fundraisers. Mm. And Kimmy brings up a question I'd never considered because lots of people in the community are raising money online for the polar plunge.
Sure.
It's like one of those give me money, I'm going in. If the money went to the right space, but your friend just decided not to show up that day. I hate it. I would.
I want my money.
I don't want it back because I'm taking it from a charity.
Right.
It would change forever.
Would you bring it up?
If you found out. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, but that as a joke, or would you be upset? Like, I could do it as a joke.
I couldn't
do it mean.
I would do it jokey up front.
Party in the back? What are you, is that a mullet of a statement?
I'm saying, like, I would make it sound like I was joking, but there would be legitimate anger.
Oh, so it'd be a hint of truth.
Yeah.
In your mockery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's acceptable.
And I want them to see, I want to see what their response is. Because, and then if they're like, yeah, no big deal, right, then I would get mad.
Hmm. What if they held true to saying, like, no, man, I did it.
Oh, you're lying. Oh,
like you know, like you know they did.
If I had evidence, I'd throw it right in their face, and then I'd get mad, too. Yeah. No, it sucks.
You would go to that length.
I would.
You're going to gather evidence.
You know how petty I am.
Oh, he's Richard Petty.
Statements.
Petty LaBelle. Super petty. All right, so I guess the moral of the story is.
Do your plunge.
Yes. And what's funny, too, is I even, you know, Kimmy, we had to do stuff like this all the time when we were kids in school.
Yeah.
Like, we brought up the laps for life where you would swim.
There was like, jump rope.
Jump rope for heart, Heart Association. And my parents would always make me do these things. And it was, like, the cool, popular, all the kids were doing it. You didn't want to be left out. But, like, I never had a good time being the fat kid that I was. Like
jumping rope and swimming.
I told you with the laps for life, it took me so long that they told me I didn't even complete it. And they were just like, get out of the pool. The bus is
Well, they kept yelling, no wake.
Only people from the South got that joke.
People boating know what I'm talking
people
about.
People boating. You've been sounding like a douche. People boating.
If you're a yachtsman.
No, but like I hated laps for life day. I hated jump rope for heart day.
I can honestly say I don't know if I actually completed those. I don't remember.
Really?
Well, the jump rope thing, it was just like, was there a, I can't remember, did they time you?
Yeah, they
was
counted it? How many jumps you were doing, like one, two, three, four,
I think
four,
you had to do
five,
it like for like an hour or something.
I think, I remember.
Like a marathon.
I think it was like they would like give you like 10 cents for every like amount of time you could do it or like time of it. Or a penny for every like one, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah.
You're so sweaty. I could see that gym at Washington River Elementary School like it happened yesterday. God, it was awful.
Nightmares.
God, it was awful. Before we move on, Paul wants to know, he writes us on
What's
Instagram.
Paul want?
Where can I donate for someone to scale Tommy's massive forehead? We'll work on that. Let's take a break.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.